Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm with you. Certainly would have been in match committee sessions where the doctor would have come in and said, Kim Dillon's not playing this week.
Stop using me as an example, Roach. I'm going to knock you out. Now, let's hope our friend here, Kane Corns, doesn't get knocked out. The Gathering Fight Night is on next Wednesday, Roach. Yeah, get a little bit of music. He loved this too. Kano, whack your headset on. You got us okay?
Yeah, I got you good.
Now, seriously, how are you feeling? We were speaking off record. You've never had a fight in your life.
No, never. No. Other than when we used to have a bad loss at Port Adelaide and you walk in on a Monday and the boxing gloves would be laid out there for you. So it's been a while. It's been a really good challenge. Obviously, you guys know I enjoy a physical challenge, but now it's the sort of the real stuff, jumping in the ring and trying to survive.
And we know how fanatical you are. You're obsessive with everything that you do. When you were doing all your running, you lost that much weight. Mm. You're almost skeletal. You've whacked on. How much have you whacked on?
Yeah, I think it's about 7 kilos. I think I was 72. I'm 79 at the moment. So yeah, put a bit on. I haven't been running as much, been in the gym and boxing 3 or 4 times a week in and amongst everything else that's going on. So
what's Brownie weigh?
I think he's 83.
But you're taller? You've got
I'm
the
a
reach.
Little bit taller, yeah, I think so.
Now let's talk about the night. The undercard, it's an AFL card. Are you the first fight?
No, so we're going to go fourth from the main event.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about the other ones. You're taking on Brownie. That's been getting a lot of traction. Dane Swan versus Dale Thomas. Now, they're mates. They played together. How
they
real
did.
Will
I don't know.
Be?
I don't know how serious they're going to be, but Dane Swan, I think, can fight and can fight pretty well. So that'll be interesting. Yeah, Corey McKernan's taking on Anthony Rocker. So that'll be interesting as well. But the one I'm looking forward to is Mitch Robinson and Kane Pettifer. Kane Pettifer can seriously fight and Mitch Robinson is pretty mad. So that one is the second main event. So that'll be a good
yeah,
one.
We had a text about that. We sort of questioned Kane Pettifer's background, and we know a lot of footballers can box, and a few texts came through saying he has a background in boxing.
I think he's had 3 fights before.
Would you like to be... Yeah, now, you're being remunerated for this. If you were fighting Mitch Robinson, would have you said yes?
No. They initially said Dane Swan, and I said nah. And then Nathan Brown came up. I don't know much about Brownie's boxing background, but... He was a bit friendlier than Dane Swan or Mitch Robinson.
And he'd be worried about his hair as well. Look, it's getting a lot of traction, as I said. And you've attracted one of our sponsors, McGain Real Estate. Tell us what you really thought when he wanted to sponsor the soles of your shoes. Show the camera.
I thought he wanted to get me knocked out so that my feet lay flat up and everyone can see McGain. It's not the case. It's a bit of fun, but... Yeah, great supporters of ours, magnificent business here in South Australia, and I appreciate their support. Bit of fun. We had a picture for the advertiser, so it's come up well, haven't they?
Yeah, they look really good. And I know for a fact he's a good man. He genuinely wants you to win.
He sent me a text message today, so I appreciate the support.
Oh, well, he's booked about 100 tickets for a lot of his staff and friends, so they'll all be supporting you. So no pressure. You're up next. Yes. Who you got on the show?
So Josh Gablitz is going to come in from AFL.com.au. Then we'll speak to both clubs who are playing tonight. So Danny Daly's going to join us from the Lions. We'll speak to someone from Collingwood Live from the Gabba as well.
Kano, good luck next week. We'll be barracking for you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Kimbo.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah, Uru.